Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, and you're listening to bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. And Angels Are Near Us is on Station 1. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. This, again, is our 55-minute program. And I want to always express my sincere intention to always bring you the loving messages and information about the angels and the archangels and all the light beings. And at this time, then, I'll take advantage of inviting the angels and the archangels and beings of light to be with us, to bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all. Please remove my thoughts or my ego from the sessions that we will be giving tonight, and only your divine light come through. Thank you, God and angels. Amen. So we will be opening the lines in about 5 or 10 minutes. I'm just going to give an introduction of Archangel Michael. I wanted to talk about Archangel Michael because September 29th is the feast day of Archangel Michael, that wonderful Archangel of Light. And so since there's two more days, it'll be September 29th, I thought it would be very convenient. And again, you know, I want to mention that I've said before that the number 55 is the Archangel Michael vibration. So I always feel very safe on the show with Michael's energy, and you can also feel safe as well because I know he's around us. So Archangel Michael is a very special archangel. First of all, let me just want to mention a little bit the angelic realm. I don't think I've talked about this. Maybe once I did about a year ago, about the angelic realm, just to give you an idea, you know, the hierarchies of the angels, which is good to know. And then where the archangels are. So the archangels and the angels are definitely the closest to humankind, and that's why we can contact them and they can be closer to us. The angelic realm has three hierarchies. It has the first, or the supreme hierarchy, the middle hierarchy, and then the lower hierarchy. So in the supreme hierarchy, we have choirs of angels, and those are the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. Now, the seraphim, their key words that we use for them is pure love and light. They are the closest to the throne of God. Then we have the cherubim, who is wisdom and knowledge. Then we have the thrones, who are justice and fairness. In the middle hierarchy, we have the other three choirs, which are the dominions, virtues, and powers. The dominions are the administrators of God's will. The virtues are the ones who give us courage and miracles. The powers are heavenly order. They are protectors. They say that Archangel Michael is from the powers, from this choir of powers, because he is a great protector. Then in the lower hierarchy, which is really the first hierarchy, are the principalities, the archangels, and the angels. Again, the archangels and the angels are the closest to humankind. The principalities, they lead nations, they lead religions, and they look over the leaders of nations as well. The archangels, as we all know, they're messengers, they're God's emissaries of light, and the angels, which include our guardian angels, our guardianship and service. So that's the choirs of the angels, so you can get an idea. So Archangel Michael is among the archangels. Now, it's important to mention that there's seven archangels that were mentioned in the book of Revelation. And these are Archangel Michael, Archangel Jophiel, Archangel Chamuel, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Uriel, and Zadkiel. And each of these angels serve their own purpose, like many of the archangels. Of course, I work with 15 of the archangels as well. And sometimes it's difficult, you know, to know all of them and exactly what to ask. You can always ask the archangel. And, you know, the one with the specialty for you will come, as long as you just ask for that help. Now, we know that each archangel serve a purpose, but they can always help everyone at any time. Each of them have their own ray or color. And as you know, Archangel Michael has the blue ray. It's like a blue-violet blue. Blue-violet cobalt blue. Anyway, so talking about Archangel Michael, his feast day is on September 29th. And a little bit of history in England, the entire autumn season was known as Michaelmas. And in the Middle Ages, it was the occasion of harvest fairs, everything associated with a feast. So also the Romans in the 5th century celebrated Michael. And this feast was extremely important, as Michael is the patron saint of knights. So again, Archangel Michael is powerful and is known as an archangel in the Christian, Jewish, and Islamic traditions. Archangel Michael, or Saint Michael as is referred to in the Old Testament, has been part of the Christian teaching since the earliest times. Archangel has many important roles. So the four main roles is protection, love, guardianship, and peace. Michael works to create a world of peace and harmony. He is called also the Prince of Peace. His name means who is like God, he who is like God. And Michael is generally shown with a sword, sometimes, you know, wearing a golden armor. He also is the archangel of love and of healing. And the blue flame of protection is how Michael sends protection. Of course, also called the Prince of Light. He's a heavenly warrior, and he brings this light into the darkness. That's why Michael eliminates negativity, clearing and purifying, you know, with his sword, any negativity given his power. He helps us live in balance, in truth, and integrity. You can also ask Michael to help others, always asking, you know, for that person's highest good. So, Michael also has, in history, appearances. And in the time of Joan of Arc began hearing and seeing Michael at the age of 13. Michael also appeared to Moses in the burning bush. And Mother Mary worked closely with Archangel Michael in her visits, where it is written that in Spain, where she had appeared to some of the children that and talking to them about changing the way of life in that little town. It was Garabandal. It's called Garabandal in Spain. Saint Michael, or Archangel Michael, reportedly delivered a message to announce the arrival of the Virgin Mary there. And then Michael visited these children 4 years later, repeating again the same message. And these children, they have been accounted and it's been written in several books about these appearances. And then early in the 8th century, St. Michael appeared three times to the bishop there in Normandy, France, and instructed the bishop to build a church on a small island, which is now known as Mont Saint-Michel. So several healings are reported in that church when it was being built, and Mont Saint-Michel still remains as a pilgrimage site, and that is in France. So Archangel Michael, you know, he is miraculous. He helps us. And you can invoke Archangel Michael at any time, even for clearings. You know, when we feel any dense environment or negativity around us, we call on Michael, and he'll be ready to help purify any negative aspect. I always recommend my clients, you know, before you leave your home, you can also ask for protection with Michael's light. You just visualize a brilliant white light surrounding you or your loved ones and ask Michael for protection. Know that you always have your guardian angel by your side, but when you need a greater support, you can always invoke Archangel Michael for more protection. It's a small prayer that says, Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the darkness and put upon us the armor of light. Amen. I love that. It's just like reassuring that Michael will be with us in any time that we need him. Mostly when we're going through challenges, I know that Michael is always around. So as we celebrate the Prince of Light and this heavenly warrior, let's take time on September 29th, you know, just to honor and appreciate Michael and remember his power and his love and his light. And Michael has legions of angels also around him who help him. And throughout thousands and thousands of years, these legions of light have been dedicated to security and the perfection of our souls. And they're always taking care of us, you know, assisting us. And recognizing that each one of us are unique and original. We have an original blueprint in life, and we have a divine plan. So I feel that God's love for us is so present that he makes known to all of us that we can, you know, ask his angels and archangels to help us. Again, because Archangel Michael is the angel of the presence of God, because his name means he who is like God, the presence of God is in Michael. And that is why Archangel Michael works fervently to serve and support all our needs. Thus, to serve the will of God. So, that's a little bit of a history of Archangel Michael. I think we're going to take a little break now, but I do want to give out those phone numbers first. And just a reminder and encourage you to, you can always go to my website at www.angelsarenearus.com for more information on the angels and the archangels. And even just to contact me with any questions or if, of course, you would like an archangel reading. I'm always there to answer your questions. So I'm going to give out the number so you can call in because I will be giving angel readings. And I'm sure mostly that Archangel Michael is going to be strongly coming through with messages for all of you. So let me give out those numbers. The toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756. Line 1 is 530-327-7602, and line 2 is 530-413-4522. Please call in. I am getting ready to receive your messages, so we will take a 90-second break. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, and I am going to give some angel readings. I think we have a caller. Hello, Joanne?
Yes.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello, and I have a question for you.
Sure.
At the end of the month, the 29th and 30th, it's the end of the fiscal year of the Federal Reserve and the United States, and I'm sensing some turbulence, and I would like to know what the angels are going to recommend for us.
Mm. So it is exactly on the 29th and 30th?
Actually, the 30th is the last day of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing that I'm working with Archangel Michael tonight with Archangel Michael cards. So Archangel Michael is saying, first of all, that there is a bit of fear also coming from you, Joanne. And mm-hmm. That's the first thing that came out very powerfully, like Michael is saying, and I he's showing me like his sword and saying, you know, do not fear anything because God is in charge of this situation. So there is really things that are happening mostly at this time. Archangel Michael is saying that you need to let go of that fear because you can attract it more. And so as you surrender whatever is your feeling, it'll be much more easier to go through this process, whatever is coming up for that this fiscal year that you're talking about. There's definitely there's a lot of protection. There's not a lot of anything that looks troublesome. There's just like a little bit of a process to go through, but there's a lot of protection, Joanne. So what is it that you're feeling mostly? Is it within you or with other people?
Oh, I don't think it's with me. I'm just concerned for other people.
Mm-hmm,
I ride out anything like that and try and go over and beyond it. But
yeah.
I'm just hoping that other people don't panic. I agree mm-hmm. with everything you're saying. I think it'll be short, mm-hmm. a temporary blip. But mm-hmm. I think some people will get excited about this end of the fiscal year and what's going to be happening.
Yeah, there's what we could, I mean, I'm going to say we, because we can always send, you know, love and light to others before this
sure.
time. And you know what I think Michael is saying, it's so relevant that it's the same dates that it's the feast day of Archangel Michael. And there's going to be a lot of protection, so we can even call for more protection around this time. And definitely for you, I can see there's a lot of love and peace around you, Joanne. So that's something that you have to be, you know, very confident about also. Archangel Michael is saying that he's giving you courage and confidence, and it feels that you are already a very strong person. But you
yes.
can always call, he says you can always call upon him to lend you more strength that maybe you need at this time. So there's a lot of gentleness and peace around you. That's what I'm feeling right now, and it's coming out very strongly. So do you have a, they're asking me, what spiritual practice do you have, Joanne? Like meditation or prayer? Or what is it that you do or you practice?
Oh, I would say it's all of those things above. Mm-hmm. It's incredible energy for prayer and meditation and going within and trying to get my answers from within.
That is wonderful. That is something very, 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 very good. There's something that you will go through. It's something very positive in a way, but Archangel Michael says that you need to go forward without fear. Like go forward fearlessly. You know, just walk through
yes.
it. Every step of the way, he's holding your hand. And so
okay.
it feels that when you have that confidence and that energy, you know, you radiate that toward others. So even the people around you pick up your light and your love. So it's very important that your thoughts are very positive and that your actions are always you know, filled with love and in giving that direction in love. And I feel that that's the way you are. You're probably a very, very peaceful person, a very loving person.
Yes, a leader and quiet, courage mm-hmm. and confident.
And it feels like it, yeah.
Forward at the drop of a hat.
Exactly. And who are those most closest to you in your family?
My parents.
Yeah.
My siblings, my husband.
I feel there's a lot of love coming in, and mostly because Chamiel came out right now. That's why I wanted to ask you. Archangel Chamiel is the one who helps us with relationships, with loving relationships, and he's saying that definitely he's helping you and your soulmate be much more have much more connection, loving strength and connection.
That's so
that
nice
comes
to
out.
Know.
That comes out very.
That.
Very powerful. What else, Joanne? Is there anything else?
In the turbulence that comes, however soft the landing will be, will animals seem to be okay through all that?
Say that last piece again because I didn't get that.
Will animals be safe through that period of time?
Animals, like your animals, your pets?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. There's a gentleness around the situation. There's gentleness at this time. So it's very important also that you have that that calmness within you and that you ask for it, because, you know, when you surround yourself with calmness and with love and with light, you spread that to others. So it seems that you have a lot of love. Again, it's a lot of peace around you. Again, I have two cards that come out with peace. It's Archangel Chamiel again saying, you know, peace comes from remembering that only love is real. So just having that love around you inspires others. Again, you have the Holy Spirit, which has a lot of peace, a lot of peacefulness around you. And so... just, you know, do your meditation and your prayers, because there's harmony. There's harmony and balance. Sometimes we feel that things are going to be, you know, we expect them to be in a different way. But I think that just feeling the oneness that you have with the angels and the archangels, because you have a lot of bond with the angels, remember that they can provide you with so much support, so much support. I don't know if you were listening Just one more thing. If you were listening when I was talking about Archangel Michael for clearing, you know, how he can cast away the darkness in 1 second, Joanne. So don't even worry about what is coming. Just live the present and say, in this moment, I know that I am surrounded by the armor of light of Archangel Michael.
He's a great person to take into battle, isn't he?
Yes, but you know, he's a loving warrior. So
yes.
That's a good thing that he's a loving warrior. We always see him with his sword, but he's very loving and very peaceful. And definitely that sword is only to cut away negativity. So in those times, it's really good to call upon him. Okay?
Well, thank you so much for your insight. It's very much appreciated.
Oh, you're welcome, Joanne. I hope you have a wonderful... the next few days will be beautiful and divine for you. And just remember to call in Archangel Michael.
Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you.
God.
Okay. So let me give out those numbers. If you would like to call in, I will give you an angel reading, or you can ask a question. The toll-free number here at bbsradio.com is... toll-free 1-888-815-9756. Line 1 is 530-327-7602. The other line is 530-776-5185 or 530-413-4522. Again, I encourage you, call in for your angel message. Or any question that you may have. So, I'll keep on talking about Archangel Michael until we have another caller. I was saying that this heavenly warrior can help us bring light into darkness. And as our previous caller was asking, you know, if anything challenges that would happen, there's a following decree that I love to use. And this is from the book of my wonderful friend, Janie Feldman. It's called Angels by My Side. And she uses this decree a lot also in her classes. But it can be used when you feel uncomfortable or you think that there's some kind of, you know, negative energy or some uneasiness about the energy around you. So you can always say, Michael's light, descend, descend, descend. Michael's light, defend, defend, defend. Michael's light, expand, expand, expand. Michael's light, command, command, command. Michael's light, I am, I am, I am. So you can repeat the decree three times, and you visualize Archangel Michael's light surrounded you from head to toes. And, you know, this light immediately defends us from anything attempting to attack our energy field. So you can do that for yourself, or you can do that for your loved ones as well. Now, for traveling, there's another decree. And, or, you know, when you're driving, you can use this decree. Before leaving your home, you can also use it. And this is Archangel Michael before me, Archangel Michael behind, Archangel Michael to the right, Archangel Michael to the left, Archangel Michael above, Archangel Michael wherever I go. I am one with Archangel Michael protection now. So you can also do this decree three times. It's wonderful. It really gives you a lot of protection. And you can also put, you know, the white light that we were talking about previously, that Archangel Michael says, you know, just surround yourself with this beautiful white light. You can also use the blue flame, you know, the blue light, because blue light is also a lot of peace and protection. And so, you know, you can surround yourself with the light of the Archangel Michael, the Prince of Light. So that is for clearing, visualizing the brilliant light around you to protect yourself, for your loved ones, asking Archangel Michael for peace and balance and harmony. Let me give out the numbers again. If you want to call in for your angel reading, the toll-free number is 1-888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. So call in, call in, call in. You know, this, I have a little angel wisdom book, which I use every day, and it has a message. And the message today was about peace, so it was incredible because I was going to talk about the about Archangel Michael, who is Prince of Light and Peace. But it says September 27th, the prayer for peace came out. It's the prayer of Saint Francis. So I know that many of you probably have heard this prayer. It's the instrument of peace, and many people, you know, resonate to angel consciousness. And feel that they have a deep connection to St. Francis. So I feel a great connection to St. Francis. My middle name, by the way, is Francis. It's Linda Francis. So I've always had that connection with St. Francis. And so it inspires me just to read the prayer. And the angels, you know, always ask us, are we willing to be angel instruments of peace? So we really have to look at that. I'm gonna read the prayer so we could all listen to it. And it says, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. St. Francis of Assisi wrote that. So the angels are sending us many, many abundant blessings and miracles in our life. And the reflection that we could repeat or affirmation would be, I will live my life as an instrument of peace, and the angels will be my guide. I will live my life as an instrument of peace, and the angels will be my guides. So that's the angel wisdom for today. So, now, I wanted also to mention, I know that I've talked about in other programs about raising our vibration to angelic frequency. And, you know, going back to remembering the challenges that I've had also in my life, I've had health challenges the past year, and I've always known, you know, raising our vibration just helps us to be in another frequency. And so when we do that, for me it was very helpful, because when you feel, you know, down and you feel ill, you just really want to hide somewhere in a corner or under the blankets if you don't feel good. But I remember just reading my cards would raise my vibration, would just make me feel better. And that's what the angels want us to do. They want us to feel better. So, you know, some of the tools, I've given these before, but I can repeat these, you know, that we can elevate our vibration by using essential oils, by using crystals, by prayer, and by meditation. All these are angelic tools. And I think it's very important to mention, because I know that the more I read on things that have been happening on our planet, it's times, you know, that sometimes are challenging. But the angels and ascended masters are supporting us, you know, during these times of energy. They have said that there's a lot of change and acceleration. But by raising our frequencies, it really helps us to be in a much divine place, in a place of harmony and balance. So, again, you know, using the golden white light of Archangel Michael would be fabulous. So, you know, you see yourself or your loved ones and your loved ones surrounded with that golden white light of the divine source. And you'll begin to perceive, you know, much more comfort and much more clarity. Excuse me. Just as I wake up sometimes in the morning and I'm tired and, you know, I need to get up and go to work, I surround myself with this golden white light, and I just feel it, you know, increasing in size and just surrounding me. And it just allows, you know, to feel that transformation. And during the day, you start feeling the healing. And so, you know, the masters have said all that we experience currently is designed to help us toward a fulfillment and the awakening process. So have faith that, you know, we are one with the divine source. We are learning that we're not separate, and that with the divine light around and within, we'll feel confident and unafraid. So sometimes we have to realize all that happening is for our highest good. The other thing is also feeling gratitude, you know, gratitude for all the blessings we receive. No matter, you know, how we think that the pace is so fast in our life and we don't have time for many things. And sometimes it's difficult to say thank you just for the things that we have. But if we, you know, look at what surrounds us, what is that we have, who are our relationships, our family, our friends, just having that attitude of gratitude does leave our hearts open to acceptance and trust. So acceptance is another very important thing. The angels are reminding me right now, by the way. There's a lot of change going on also, and with these changes, it's very hard to accept, but we need to know that these changes are moving faster and faster. Again, it's for our transformation, and because we are moving rapidly into a divine light. And accepting changes is not easy, but the angels have said that acceptance means unconditional love. And the angels also remind us that to accept everyone and every situation exactly as it is, without judging, without blaming, and without wanting to change anyone. You know, sometimes we want to change people. But when we're totally accepting, without malice, we learn to be much more loving also, and much more love comes into our life. We attract that. So through acceptance, you know, it's a very good quality. It is a difficult quality for humans, but it's a divine quality. And, you know, nevertheless, the angels are always helping us, drawing in more and more love and harmony into our lives. So once you say, you know, I accept this situation, it'll be much more easier for the angels to come and say, okay, then we are going to help you go through this process in a much more easier way. Another thing also is that you need to also accept yourself. When we accept ourselves the way we are, it's easier to accept others. And so, you know, accepting yourself, when you truly do so, you feel centered and confident, and then the divine self is revealed. So I love that about the angels, how they say that. It's accepting ourselves, accepting others, respecting ourselves, and respecting others. So going back to raising a vibration, we've talked about essential oils, which I love. And you know that the angels inspire us to use sacred fragrances that are an honoring of the gift of God. You know, God has blessed Mother Earth with all kinds of plants for our use. So, you know, when you take essence of the plants as essential oils or flower essences, you breathe them or you apply them on your body, you are accepting that gift of blessing from God. So sometimes, you know, we feel overwhelmed, so we need that loving hand to help us clear our thoughts and lift our spirit. And just as the angels, the use of the essential oil gives us that loving and natural healing. You know, flower essences also tune us in to returning to know our natural state. A lot of the essences, they work with electromagnetic energy, which helps remove blockages. Blockages where we have convinced ourselves of beliefs of not being worthy or of not living in joy and abundance. It brings us back. You know, I love my essential oils. I have one that's called Joy, and it has a little bit of rose. And I have talked about the rose vibration, I think, and you know that we all have frequencies as normal beings. You know, we have frequencies between 58 to 62 megahertz. But when our energy starts slipping, if we don't get enough sleep or we're not eating well, that vibration starts lowering to about 54. Then maybe we start getting a cold, it'll go to 52 megahertz. And you might be getting the flu, it can go down to 48. So, you know, when the lower energy, we get to a vibration where we could have a disease. So just to uplift us, using the essence of rose, the rose vibration is the highest frequency. And the rose vibrates at 320 megahertz. Can you imagine what a difference? From our being that's 58 to 62 megahertz, the rose is at 320. So, but just by smelling or applying the rose oil, you're lifting your body, your mind, and your spirit. I just love that. I had a whole an entire program. I remember that we talked about essential oils with Allison Stillman. And she explained so much about the oils. I just love it. You know, how the oils maintain us in a state of well-being, you know, physically and spiritually. It helps our home. It purifies spaces. And it's, you know, the oils are almost like attributes or qualities as the angels. You know, love, peace, joy, they match those attributes. And so, you know, anytime you can get an essential oil is very good for you. So I hope you would do that for yourself. Let me give out those numbers. I don't hear any callers or see callers. We need to call in. And the number's toll free. 1-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Or 530-327-7602. Or 530-413-4522. We're going to take a 60-second break because I hope you will call in. And we will be back in just a minute.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Here on bbsradio.com. And I'm your host, Linda Torres. I was talking about Archangel Michael tonight, and maybe all of you are aware of the power of Archangel Michael and how we can invoke him anytime that we feel any negativity around us. I do want to remind you to visualize yourself in that brilliant white light surrounding you and your loved ones. And, again, you know, I want to give that wonderful prayer that Archangel Michael gave me once. It says, Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the darkness and put upon us the armor of Archangel Michael's light. I think we have a caller, so I'm going to take that. Hello, Debbie?
Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi, how are you? Is your name Debbie M?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love that, Debbie Ann. What's your question tonight?
Well, I have been studying various techniques of energy healing, and I really feel drawn to this, but I feel like I'm waiting for a breakthrough. It's just not happening for me, but I feel like it's in me to do the healing work, and I don't know, just looking for some guidance on that. And there's a new technique I'm considering training in. It's called reconnective healing. But I'm not sure if that's right for me either.
What is it called?
It's called reconnective healing.
reconnective healing. Okay. But it is like energy healing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like energy light. Okay. So the first thing that I have Archangel Michael saying is that your thoughts, any thoughts that you have, Debbie Ann, are creating your reality. So he's talking about positive thoughts. You know, positive thoughts create positive results. So it's really in your heart, if you want this, you will manifest it. And definitely, he says, it has to be now, because Archangel Michael wants you to be happy now. It just came out like that, like, be happy now. And it's coming forth like very, I'm laughing because Michael sometimes comes out, you know, kind of gentle, but sometimes he pushes a little bit. And he's saying, you know, just, he wants you to take the step right now. Of course, at the same time, you need to have some kind of process where you're gentle with yourself and take it, you know, one step at a time. But definitely, Archangel Michael is with you. The first thing also he's saying is that he would like you to shield yourself. So do you do, is there anyone who could help you do some kind of energy healing for you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, like Reiki or what you're talking about, that somebody can do this for you, first of all, because it seems like you have to shield yourself, Debbie Ann, from some kind of negativity around you also that you've picked up. And Archangel Michael wants you to protect yourself. He's saying that also reminding you to protect yourself in the white golden light, to protect your home with that powerful white light. It's like a shield that surrounds you. And also in your dreams, ask him to come and cut any negativity away from you. You can always ask Archangel Michael to do that. He also can surround you in a purple light, which is the light that helps us transform negative into positive. And also allows only pure love to come through. So it seems that you're on the right path, because it's coming out, Archangel Michael saying, you know, you're on the right path. Call upon me if you need more help. So he wants to give you loud and clear guidance. So what is your spiritual practice, Debbie?
I do clairvoyant meditation work, and that's okay. for myself, just to connect with my higher self or my guides.
Yes.
But I've been training in different, you know, in Reiki and Theta healing and matrix energetics, all these things, you know.
Yeah, you're on the right path. Definitely comes out that you are on the right path. There's a little bit of patience that you're going to have, because there is a little process to go through still, because he wants you, first of all, to shield yourself, to protect yourself, mm-hmm. to keep your eyes on the target, on your intention. You know, what is it that you really want? Like, to write it down, because sometimes, you know, we have a little bit of fear. Like right now you're saying you don't know if it's the right moment, but he says it is, because he wants you to have happiness at this moment. And your happiness is to do something that you love. And so he says, you know, focus on that vision that you want, so I can help you bring your vision intention to you. So ask him for guidance in releasing any fears or doubts. You know, ask him, he's saying he will grant you confidence and courage so you can take action. Definitely, there's a lot of nurturing for you in this healing energy that you want to do, because you're going to give that out to others. You know, and Archangel Gabriel also is coming out, and Archangel Gabriel is also a nurturer and helps those who want to help others and nurture others. And he's just, I see him like he's surrounding you with this beautiful yellow light and just nurturing you. It just is a child. So it's very important that you do this for others as well, Debbie Ann. It's your time. So you need your time to decide to be happy. Okay? Because Archangel Michael definitely is helping you. He's there for you. And just, you know, ask for that love and wisdom and call upon him every day. And remember, September 29th is Archangel Michael feast day. So this is a wonderful time to be calling on the Archangel. Okay? Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, so wonderful messages from the Archangel Michael. I think we have like 4 or 5 minutes more. If you want to call in, I can give you a small message. If not, I'm going to be closing. And I just want to say one more thing about Michael, since he's our wonderful protector. He also is asking, I know he was inspiring me earlier, that we can call, you know, the archangels in different ways. And sometimes not all of us meditate, but we could just simply saying a small prayer, you know, Michael, please come and be with me. And just imagining Michael, you know, he can be around you. He comes with his sword. He cuts any kind of negativity. And that is the Archangel Michael's purpose. You know, he has such a power, a force, a divine force, like I call it. And he really, really is trying to take away the fear from all the planet and from each one of us. So again, you know, just like Michael, all the archangels are here to help us, to support us, to achieve our goals. They help us. They help those who are healers, so the healers can help others and give service. And the archangels are around when we need them. You know, there's several archangels, as I said, the seven archangels, which we can call upon them. Probably for the next program, I can talk more a little bit about what each archangel does, and I can give you more information on all of them. But, you know, the main ones, Michael, again, he who is like God, provides protection and strength and lends courage, releases us from fears, he clears negativity. I mean, he's just so powerful. He supports our life purpose. Even in our career, we can ask Michael to help us and to what steps do we take, and he'll let us know. So he is considered one of the most powerful. I know that Gabriel is also powerful. Raphael, who's a wonderful healer. Uriel, who is God, God is light. He has wisdom and philosophy. So, you know, all these archangels, we can call upon them at any time. And so in closing, I want to thank all of you for listening. And a last reminder from Archangel Michael is that he reminds us of a grace blessing. He says, even in the midst of uncertainty, be certain about one thing, the glory of God. And Michael is talking about that vibration of joy. You know, God is joy. There's a healing that will open new doorways in the service of goodness. He wants us to feel that new energy and to move past the illusions that we see, you know, connecting to the divine power within each of us. And God and the angels and Archangel Michael are showing us those new horizons, that glory of God. As you create and manifest enduring goodness and blessings. So we ask Archangel Michael on this feast day, which is on September 29th, Archangel Michael, Prince of Light, we ask for your support, for your love, and for your protection. Please bless all of us through all our challenges. Help us. Give us grace and wisdom. We thank you, God and Archangel Michael, for your blessings. And I want to thank you all. I hope you tune in. Our next show, Angels Are Near Us. I encourage you to go to my website. It's angelsarenearus.com. Also to my blog, angelsarenearus.com/blog. And you can always contact me there in the contact form for any question, an angel reading. You know that an archangel reading is always has much more information and much more messages, of course. So, thank you again. May God bless you all and keep you safe. Good night.